Yeah.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the 1% Man podcast. Got my good friend here with me, coming back on again, James. How you doing, James?
Doing good, and you?
Doing good. Doing well. I'm doing well. I can't complain. Can't complain. We did a podcast earlier, but I wanted to bring you back on because I wanted to focus more on your mindset and some strategies and tactics that you use to become a champion. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. You've achieved a great deal at a young age already. Let's get right into it. What mental strategies do you use to stay focused and driven, especially during like tough competition?
I think it's just a part of my personality that I'm very focused and centered and self-motivated to what I want to achieve. So just I'm deep inside. I already want to put in the hard work to achieve my goals. So I'm afraid of the hard work. And I think that allows me to keep pushing toward what I want to achieve.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I think, how did you build that self-confidence?
A lot of it was instilled from my father.
From your father? Yeah, got you. It's crazy. They got like this, I think it's like the president's like official plane flying by. So if you heard that.
I don't hear anything, but
oh, okay.
Wild.
Got you. Yeah, I just saw it going by. I was like, that's pretty cool. So living in DC, you can see stuff like that. But back to you though. So handling pressure. Competing at the international level comes with a lot of pressure, I bet. How do you handle like the stress and the expectation of everything, like on the field and off the field?
I put more pressure on myself to achieve the results that I want to achieve. So it doesn't compare to the pressure I might feel out from other people. I don't really have to struggle with any of it. I'm used to putting pressure on myself, and I just keep focused on one step at a time, what I need to achieve throughout the weekend to reach the end results.
I like that. Do you have someone that inspires you to keep pushing your limits, like someone you look up to?
I've always had idols in the F1 world, but as far as pushing to my limits every day, that's just between me pushing myself.
I like that. So that self-motivation comes from just looking at you and saying like, how can I get better? And then going out there and getting better.
Yes.
Oh, perfect, James. What advice would you give to someone who's striving to reach the top in their field? That could be in a sport or in any other area. What's your advice to them?
Hard work. That you need to be willing to put everything that you have into it and be put in the work, because you're not going to get there by taking shortcuts or the easy route. You have to really want it and put in everything that you have to be able to achieve the end results.
No, true. Looking ahead, the vision for the future, which you've already accomplished so much, what are your goals for the future, both in racing and in life? Give me like two or three for racing and two or three for life.
My goal in racing would be first to continue the path that I'm going on, working my way up the ladder to reach Formula One. Then, assuming that happens, my next goal would be to become an F1 world champion. Obviously, once you're there, you want to be able to dominate the sport. And another goal would just be to be able to have a long career in Formula One, because I don't want to get there, do 3 years, and then leave. I would want to be able to stay there for a decade or two and really ingrain my footprint into the sport. And in life, just to be one main goal, just to be happy with what I do and enjoy my life to the fullest.
Yeah, I like that. Just to be happy with what you're doing and to enjoy your life to the fullest. And then why go to Formula One if you're not going to be a world champ? What's the point of trying to reach that high
exactly.
level?
Exactly.
Yeah. All the years and sacrifice that you put in. Yeah.
It's already a dream to make it to F1. But then once you're there, you don't just stop. You have to go for the next part, which is to win.
I love it. Killer. Killer. I love that. Last question. Do you have a quote, a mantra, or some type of something that you say to yourself that you live by?
I've been reading a book called 10,000 Hours, and the book really focuses on how practice plus time equals destination. So what you practice in your daily life over a course of, let's say, years can lead you to your final destination. So depending, if you want a different destination, you should change your practices in your daily life so that over time, your destination will change as well.
All right. All right. I appreciate that. James, thank you so much for coming out and sharing your wisdom. My champion, which I really love. So yeah, bro, hope you have a good one, and then we'll talk soon. All right.
You too. Take care. I enjoyed this.